Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. According to leaked information on the Trump peace plan, this plan will be a non-starter for the Israeli government. That's the headline. David Dolan will join me at this microphone in a moment with more details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I've got to talk to you about this Trump peace plan. Now, there's been a leak coming out of Washington, D.C. of information about the peace plan. What do you know about it first, and then I'll come back and ask you additional questions.
The details appeared on Channel 13, one of Israel's networks, this week that Trump is ready to unveil the plan after the Israeli election in April. It states that 85 to 90%, so most of Judea and Samaria, the West Bank, would be handed over to the Palestinians, including parts of Jerusalem, the Arab neighborhoods of Jerusalem, but not the Old City and the environs around it. It also said that settlement building would be frozen in most cases, but that the existing Israeli settlements would, for the most part, not be dismantled. They would be annexed to Israel. Now, Jimmy, this is very similar, if so, to a plan that Ehud Olmert presented to Yasser Arafat in 2008 when he was prime minister, rejected by the Palestinian Authority. So they would be expected to reject this as well, because, of course, they insist on having all of Jerusalem, and especially, of course, the Old City under their authority. It would be a non-starter for many Israelis, though, of course, and Prime Minister Netanyahu would not be very thrilled to have any part of Jerusalem under PA control. He's always said it will remain united and not ever be divided again. This peace plan, I'm hearing, they don't think it's probably really going to get off the ground. And anyway, the White House has said that some of those reported details are not accurate, so we don't really know what the scope is. But, Jimmy, I've said it so many times, it's not going to work. The PA will reject it. Many Israelis will reject it, probably the prime minister. So it's a question of whether it will even get presented. And, of course, if impeachment proceedings do begin, it may just be dropped entirely.
David Dolan with the details on the leaked information on the Trump peace plan, a non-starter for Israel. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If the leaked information on the Trump peace plan that David Dolan revealed to us is true, then this peace plan will be doomed for failure. However, there is a peace plan that will be accepted by the world. That peace plan, as foretold in Daniel 9:27, will be presented by the Antichrist. It will be put in place and will include at least a temporary peace in the Middle East. In fact, that plan, the one that the Antichrist will set up, is ready to be confirmed today. The Trump peace plan is simply a precursor to that plan. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...